All right, I'm trying something new. Trending topic. So, the baby, man, he's going viral. You know, everybody's talking about the baby because the baby was in his van and some kids approached him. When he opened the door to his van, these two kids, they were selling candy. So the baby's like, all right, you know, how much y'all want for the box? I'll buy the box from y'all. So the kid, you know, he sees the baby iced out, you know, jewelry. He sees him with a Balenciaga sweater. I mean, all this fashion, you know, this high-end fashion that he probably can't even pronounce. And he says, $200. So he tries to finesse the baby. And, you know, the baby is like, nah, my nigga, I'm not about to buy that box for $200. How much are you selling those candies for? And this other, the other kid who kind of was on the side was like, well, I'm selling my candies for $2 a piece. He says, so how many are in there? And it's like 34. He's like, all right, so how much is that? And it rounded up to be like $68. So the baby ended up giving them some money and, you know, buying out their candy. But I think it was a good lesson. You know, the baby was trying to teach those kids integrity, honesty. You know, you just don't try to finesse a person because, you know, you think you can get away with finessing a person. That's not honest business. So what you had was a lot of people kind of taking offense to what the baby did and said, hey, you know, you got all of this money, you got all of this jewelry in high fashion, you can afford to give these kids a couple $100. This is the same stuff with Meek Mill all over again. You know, Meek Mill sees some water boys, he gives them $20. They say, oh, come on, man, you all this money you got, you could have gave them kids more than that. You know, that's messed up. And, you know, my take on it is this, man. He didn't owe these kids a damn thing. You know, he didn't owe these kids a damn thing. It would be one thing if these kids came out with a candy bar. They had their own wrapper on it. They created the candy. This was their 100% original candy. And they say, yeah, you know, I'm selling my candy bars at $5 a piece. These are handmade chocolate candy bars. I made them. I did the designing, the boxes. I did everything. And I'm charging $5 a candy bar. And this is my own brand. I created this, so this is my brand. And I'm selling it at this price. I think at that point, it's like, okay, all right, you're selling your candy for five. How many can? All right, this is 20 in a box. 5 times 20, that's $100. Whatever. Okay, that's one thing. But to obviously see a brand that he could go to a liquor store and buy for way cheaper, you know, $200. That was a finesse. That was a finesse. And people making light of that, you know what I'm saying? I think there's some kind of problem with that type of mentality where you just feel like just because a person has it, that's what, you know, they're just supposed to give it. And I hate that. I don't know why. I really, really, really freaking hate that. I hate that mentality where people have this entitlement like, yeah, because you make more, you have to spend more on basic shit. You can't get a regular haircut for $30, right? You got to spend $150 on a haircut just because you're making $200,000 a show or whatever. Like, it's just so ridiculous. And I hate that, especially now, you know, in the era that we live in, you have so many people that's like super wokety woke and they want to come up with all of these, you know, they want to come up with all of these theories and philosophies of how the rich and capitalism is so evil and capitalism is bad and blah, blah, blah. And people that make this money, they, you know, they're just let the poor suffer. And this wasn't that, man. This was not that. This was these kids trying to finesse the baby. And he's like, no, I'm going to pay, I'm going to buy what you're selling at the price that is worth. Right? So, and like I say, it's a different thing. The kids created a candy bar. They did the packaging. They did everything. They're selling the candy, each candy bar for $5. You know, that's something else. That's the price that they set. But something that you could get at a liquor store for 60 cents, it makes no sense. Or $1.25, it makes no sense. So, yeah, man, that irritates me. You know, and these are the same people, some of the same people. Oh, you can afford it. You can afford it, right? They got mad at 50 Cent because 50 Cent, a while back before Biden got elected, you know, he was like, dude, I'm voting for Trump, dude. I'm not paying these fucking ridiculous taxes in New York if Biden becomes elected. You know, because when Biden became, they had like the numbers, the breakdown of the numbers, and you would have to spend almost like 58% tax if you was a wealthy person. You made so much money. He was like, I'm moving out of New York. And he ended up moving out of New York. Even though he didn't vote for Biden, he ended up moving to Texas. And he's like, dude, I'm not paying that type of tax. I'm not paying that. And people got mad at him. But it's a lot different when you're getting it. These are the same people who wouldn't give somebody on a freeway $5. You know what I'm saying? The same people that tell you, oh man, you could have did this, you could have did better, you could have did something when you walked out of a 7-Eleven and there was somebody panhandling, begging you for money outside. You know, you just walk right past the person and didn't give them jack shit. You know, didn't even give them the coins out your pocket. But you see a celebrity on TV and you're like, oh look, that's messed up. You're supposed to, you know. And the reality of it is, you don't owe anybody anything, man. You got to work for everything that you get. You got to work for everything that you get. Nobody's going to give you shit. And nobody's going to really feel sorry for you, man. I don't know what it is with these people who you see celebrities. They got, you see them with fancy cars, fancy jewelry, fancy clothes. You think that they're supposed to pay more or they're supposed to do more. Well, then you're just like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Let's just say you got $20 and you're at the liquor store. Somebody's outside the liquor store. You can afford to give them $10 with that 20, but you're like, nah, I'm cool. I'll just keep this money. That's, you know, that's a pint of whatever alcohol I'm going to drink, or that's something else I can spend on something else. It's like, you know, we like to pocket watch other celebrities. And that annoys me. So yeah, that's all I had to say about that.